Okay, gentlemen, you're listening to the One Man Empire Microcast, a daily declaration for those men looking for the raw truth about what it takes to make more, provide more, and be more. Your host is Charlie Hutton, so sit back, relax, and let's punch this day square in the mouth.
Okay, my friends, I want to roll back the clock 7 years. I'm in Vancouver, I'm in Canada, and I finally realised my dream. In fact, the whole of the fucking Lower Mainland, the whole of beautiful British Columbia, they'd almost achieved their dream as too. You see, the glorious team that is the Vancouver Canucks ice hockey team, well, they'd made it to the finals of the Stanley Cup, and the whole fucking city was out. Now, like many other people that live in a beautiful place, that is BC, we made the pilgrimage down to GM Place, where the Canucks were playing against the Boston Bruins that evening. Unfortunately, that is when shit took a turn for the worse, and the Canucks bombed out for nothing. They lost. Now, here's what happened after that game. Well, it all went fucking nuts. There was carnage, there was vandalism, there was all this other shit going on, and ultimately, because the Canucks lost that game 4-0, the whole Vancouver turned into a big, massive, bloody brawl. There was riots, there was fights, and there was all sorts of shit. And here's the big, massive lesson to any single person that's watching this video that's playing this game that we call business. The reality is this, that pain causes more action than pleasure. Now, let's think about what could have happened if Vancouver had won that game and they beat the Boston Bruins 4-0 instead of losing. Now, might have there been a little bit of fist fight outside with the Bruins? Possibly. Might have there been a few drunken people in the streets of that night? Well, probably more than definitely. Would there have been a full-blown riot because the Vancouver Canucks won that game in their hometown? I doubt it very, very much. And here, my friends, is the big lesson. You see, in this game, the mediocre majority will look at selling the products and services, and they will focus on the benefits. They will focus on the good things that the person will have on the back of using that thing. Now, what you and I, my friends, what we need to do, the people at the helm of our own business and that are trying to do this thing the right way, that are trying to build a fucking empire, we need to know that people are motivated by pain rather than pleasure. And that means that when we are talking about selling our products, our services, or whatever the fuck that is that we do, we need to focus on the pain that the customer has. What is the pain that that person has got at the moment? Is it that they're fat? Is it that they're thin? Is it that people hate them? Is it that they can't do this? Is it that they can't do that? Focus on the pain, and then you can make the switch to how you can actually take them to the pleasure dome. You do that, my friends, you know what good thing is going to happen. Trust me, because just like in Vancouver, people are motivated by the loss of something, or being able to have something, well, not being able to have something, rather than the benefit that it's going to bring. So right now, I want you to consider the possibility that if you're doing any kind of sales, if you're doing any kind of marketing, if you're doing any kind of advertising, that right now you need to look at those marketing materials, and you need to think, you know what? Am I focusing on the pain? Am I focusing on the things that this person wants to avoid? And if you are not, my friends, you need to make that switch immediately, because, like I said, people are motivated by pain. So make sure you find that pain. Make sure you twist the knife. Make sure you dig it in really tight, because when you really find that pain, you want to make sure that people are motivated to high hell. And the only way to motivate people to high hell is to twist the knife on that thing. And when you do that, you know what? Good things happen.
Okay, my friend, you've just finished today's daily declaration. Now it's time for your level up and join the other smart, ambitious men inside of this movement by heading over to www.theonemanempire.com right now.